Well, next to the nomination by the Oireachtas Committee on Communications of four people to the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland and four to the governing body of RTE, the eight names have gone to Communications Minister and one-time RTE producer Alex White for a decision by early next year. But concerns have been expressed about the process. There are a couple of issues here. The first arose when former Junior Health Minister Roisin Shorthall and two key people in the health sector, Professor Frank Murray, who's President-designate of the Royal College of Physicians, and Dr. Joe Barry, head of the Department of Public Health at TCD, came out against the appointment to the RTE board of Fionnuala Sheehan on the basis that she's the outgoing chief executive of the alcohol industry funded organisation MASS, or Mature Enjoyment of Alcohol in Society. On Friday's News at 1, Ms. Sheehan strenuously rejected any suggestion of a conflict of interest. Then there's the other broader issue. It's about the openness and transparency of the selection of the nominees. The final eight names were agreed by a working group of the Oireachtas Committee, comprising, we think, six members of the committee. We think, because that part of the process was conducted in private, with no minutes of that meeting taken. The chairman of the Oireachtas Committee is Fine Gael TD, John O'Mahony, who's in our Athlone studio now. John O'Mahony, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Richard.
Am I correct in saying you were also chairman of the subcommittee of the working group?
Yes, I think the function of committees is the chair of the larger, the full committee is always chair of any working groups that are set up. So I was chair of that working group.
Can we deal, first of all, with this nomination of Fionnuala Sheehan to the RTE governing board? You've heard the objections of Frank Murray and from Joe Barry and from Roisin Shorthall. Is there a case to answer?
Well, I think my main function here is to, if you like, to say that the process that we carried out was carried out very much in accordance with the Broadcasting Act of 2009, which was passed by the previous government, which we were notified by Minister Pat Rabbit. I think at the time it was before the reshuffle on the 4th of July that we had to nominate four members for the RTE board and four members for the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland. And on the 9th of July we set up a working group, by the way, which was cross-party, which people could volunteer to go on, so there was no sense of anyone being excluded from the committee on it. Then we called for expressions of interest. That was posted on our website. There was a press release issued at the same time, so there was no case of any members of the committee nominating anyone. These people showed an expression of interest themselves. In other words, they were nominating themselves. There was 125 applications received. There was a number of meetings of the working group to, if you like, whittle down that or to bring it to a short list. The criteria used were used based on what the Broadcasting Act outlines. Would have covered things like relevant previous experience, gender equality, geographical spread, conflict of interest was one of them, which was very much in the minds of the members when they were, if you like, drawing up the shortlist. And each person that was shortlisted then was asked in their presentation to address the conflict of interest themselves. And I, as chairman of the full committee, when the people were brought in, the shortlisted people were brought in, verbally asked them again to cover the issue of conflict of interest.
Well, can we talk about conflict of interest?
Because that's I
will get back to the whole openness and transparency issue, and I wanted to separate those out, John, and just deal with the Fionnuala Sheehan nomination first, because whatever about her other credentials, and they're considerable, and there's no question over her integrity, does her long association with the drinks industry funded organisation MASS not leave her seriously compromised?
Well, what I'd say here, Richard, and I just want to say that all of the eight nominees are of the highest integrity as far as I and any member of the working group or the committee would be concerned. They fulfilled all the criteria. I don't necessarily want to get into any individual.
But why not? There's a controversy over it, and there's a question over it.
Yeah, well, could I just make a few points on that, in the sense that the Fionnuala Sheehan, as you mentioned, had a much wider CV than just being the CEO of MASS. The other thing I would say is that I don't see personally, I don't see a conflict of interest, and the committee didn't. For instance, the role of the board of RTE is not to make rules and regulations as regards advertising and sponsorship and so on. That's the function of the legislature. And, you know, what we were merely doing was drawing up these shortlist, nominating them, sending their names to the minister, who was very suited to making the final decision and signing off on this. That's not our function. He was the junior minister for health, who did a lot of work on the public health alcohol bill last year before his present position. And
all right, but can I just quote you, Frank Murray, the president designate of the Royal College of Physicians? He spoke about Ms. Sheehan's previous involvement with Mass. He said she has argued for the prioritisation of education through the work of Drink Aware. This was launched by Mass in 2006. He said that this, quote, is despite the fact that all the evidence supports action on price and availability over education will work. Now, that's an issue for RTE. That's something that she would be involved in on the Board of Governors of RTE. And there is, at the least, a perception of a conflict of interest.
Yes, there may be a perception. But by the way, Professor Murray and Professor Barry are perfectly entitled to make their comments and their views known. By the way, I would have no problem with the conflict of interest if Professor Murray or Professor Barry had shown an expression of interest and were shortlisted. Right. Absolutely not. I mean, in last year's, I think Professor Barry mentioned on Friday, if I'm not mistaken, an issue in relation to an unfortunate incident or that they had with the committee last year. I think that was referring in some way to the report that the committee drew up in relation to the alcohol sponsorship of sporting organisations.
He reckons, and we didn't allow him the time because we wanted to go to Fionnuala Sheehan on Friday, but he reckons that you didn't give him a fair shake, that his grouping came in first, then the drinks industry, and then the sporting organisations. But they had the right to reply. He didn't.
I think each group who presented were questions and had the right to reply. And I might point out here, by the way, that the Mass were not asked in before us at all. So they had no right. From recollection, they didn't actually appear before us at all. So I would refute the fact that, in fact, that report, eventually the key recommendation in that report is that alcohol sponsorship would be phased out once alternative streams of income were identified. And that has come up. I actually spoke in the Dáil recently in relation to giving some tax breaks to people who would contribute to sporting organisations, particularly the minority ones that wouldn't have the capacity to raise funds.
All right.
Otherwise,
I think that issue that he raised is something of a side issue. Let's go back to the whole issue of openness and transparency and the working group that came up with this 8 names. We've been talking to a number of people. As you know, Roisin Shortall has a difficulty. We've also been talking to Labour Senator John Whelan, who's on the Communications Committee, but he absented himself from this process. And we've also been talking to Sinn Féin TD Michael Colreevy. He's on the committee. He's also on, or was on, the working group which made those selections. And here's what they had to say.
Well, first of all, I don't see any reason why the committee should have met in secret. These should have been public hearings, in my view. As I say, the appointments are very significant ones, and the public has a right to know the basis on which people are being nominated to these boards. You know, so first of all, the committee shouldn't have met in secret, but we should also be entitled to know who actually nominated these people and the basis on which they were nominated, who supported them, what are their specific qualifications for the job. But none of this information has been made available, and I believe that the public has a right to know. I'm concerned about how this has been handled, and I think the Oireachtas Committee have a lot of questions to answer.
I think that the committee, to be fair, under the chairman, John O'Mahony, are above reproach and did carry out their duties in accordance with the existing process and protocols. The problem is, however, as you have said, it is behind closed doors in private session. I think to say it's in secret is taking a little bit too far, but it's certainly not satisfactory or sufficiently open and transparent to meet the level of expectation and the threshold of openness and transparency and accountability that the public are now looking for and entitled to achieve.
Should it be taken out of the hands of the politicians altogether? Take it away from the Oireachtas Committee on Communications?
I would say not just the Oireachtas Committee on Communications, but perhaps, as you suggest, take it out of the hands of politicians entirely. I myself, in good faith, absented myself from the process on this occasion because I knew too many of the people who were seeking the positions on the board of the BAI and indeed an important authority such as the RTE authority. So I think if people want to be on these boards, I think it's necessary for them to put their names forward, to have them in the public domain and have the scrutiny of their CVs and any interviews to take place out there in the open for everyone to see so that it can be above a question and above dispute at all times.
It is something that I think is wrong. I think that every meeting of any Oireachtas committee or working group or subcommittee should be minuted and should be open and transparent. I'd also feel that there's a strong case to be made to remove a lot of the appointments to state boards out of the immediate political influence sphere. I think that one positive of having a subcommittee of an all-party subcommittee looking at expressions of interest and shortlisting people is that there's less possibility of party political favouritism, but it's not enough to remove it from the party political sphere. So I believe that there needs to be a well-structured state appointment system for all boards. There may perhaps be a case to be made for in the final shortlisting that shortlisted candidates would go before a full Oireachtas committee and let the full Oireachtas committee debate out the strengths and weaknesses of the various candidates there. There needs to be more openness and transparency in the whole process.
Sinn Féin TD Michael Kilreavy. Before that, you heard from Labour Senator John Whelan, who's on the Communications Committee, and a first of those was the former Junior Health Minister Roisin Shorthall. The chairman of the Oireachtas Committee on Communications, John O'Mahony, is still with us in our Athlone studio. John, how do you answer the charge that this looks bad, this selection process, this whittling down of the 125 names to 8 conducted by the working group, was held in private and no minutes published? Why?
Well, I suppose, first of all, I'd like to say that this system that was introduced in 2009 under the Broadcasting Act was an advance on a situation, I think, where the minister up to that appointed all the members of the board where there was could have been allegations of political cronyism or whatever. So, I mean, the system that's there now was a method of reform, if you like, which advanced it from what it used to be. Now, the points made there effectively by John Whelan and Michael Kilreavy. Michael Kilreavy, by the way, played a very positive role as a member of the committee, and John Whelan explained why he didn't volunteer. I did the interviews of the shortlisted candidates personally on the morning that it was happening. I was under the impression that it was it to be in full public view, if you like, that it was in public session. There had been a decision taken, I think, back in July that it would be in private. I certainly.
By whom?
Well, I mean, it would have been probably on the advice, as you know, as chair of the committee, we depend on advice from the secretariat and in certain instances, legal advice.
So John, just to clarify that, you're saying you took the decision to hold it in private on the basis of advice you got from the secretariat.
I'm under the impression of now, because I think a number of the members of the committee themselves would have welcomed the fact that the interview with the shortlisted candidates should have been in private, because I'd have no issue with it, and I don't think any members
would
of
you
the
have would you have an issue telling us who voted what, who sorry John would you have an issue what, telling what, us what, who voted
what,
vote,
what,
John,
am I, what
John,
am I,
sorry can I just finish the question John
you can indeed,
would you
John.
Would you have an issue with telling us who voted for who?
Can I just say that all of this was done on a consensus basis. There was no votes taken either at the working group committee or at the full committee.
So you got 125 names down to 8 by consensus?
Yes. Because the committee went through each one of them thoroughly, debated them, and came up with a shortlist and nominated them as a consensus, unanimous view. Yes.
All right, John. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us this afternoon. As the chairman of the Oireachtas Committee, Fine Gael TD, the Oireachtas Committee on Communications, Fine Gael TD, John O'Mahony. We'll take a break. We're back in a minute.